Tuesday, it's Personnel Committee. Okay, right, good evening everyone. I think everyone who's here is going to be here. We've got apologies from Councillor Poland. Minutes of the previous meeting in that case. So, 29th of March. I missed that one.
Yes,
you did.
I had to send my apologies for that one.
We missed it, Chairman.
I'm sure the meeting lasts twice as long as a result, Councillor Starr. So for those who are present at the meeting, is everyone happy with the minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to sign those ones off?
Oh, I wasn't there.
You were there either.
It should sell the minutes.
There we go. Was he a good chair?
Oh, very good.
Super good.
He was trying to beat your time, but he didn't.
Outrageous.
I think that was 39 minutes short.
Well, it lasted longer than yours. I'm going to say.
Okay, so those are done. That's great. Thank you very much. So, disclosure of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Gosh, Adrian, this is the new language, isn't it, for the new code of practice? This is going to take forever to actually learn this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do we have any disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests?
No.
Nothing.
Some silence. No. Okay, thank you very much. So, item 4, which questions under committee procedures 4.8, we have no questions. Item 5, personnel committee panels update, verbal update. This is a verbal update from, I'm looking around the room, I'm assuming, is it from Adrian or is it from you, Nikki?
It's just to confirm that the Chief Executive's personal review took place on the 25th.
And we were asked to note it, weren't we?
We were.
We were indeed. So, panel took place, etc. Indeed. Thank you very much. That was a good reminder. So, then we're on to item 6, which is the JNCC appointment of councillors for the coming year. Obviously, the report's taken as read. Report is pages 7 to 13 that gives a sort of background. Simon, is there anything else that you want to add on this? Because you're obviously.
Basically, no. If people are happy having read the papers, that's fine. It is a politically balanced committee of 3 and 1, I believe, this particular one.
It is. It's the 3 and 1.
Yeah, this
and
is the others that are the other ones.
Four and one. Yeah.
So it's just a question of making appointments, I think. So.
Okay. Anyone have any questions on this before we actually make any appointments or suggest any names?
No.
Nikki.
So, just one thing to note, there is a committee, JNCC meeting in progress to being set up, and
yes.
There are 3 dates that are an option, which
okay.
Once you've appointed, we'll see if we can confirm the date. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for that. So, last time, from memory, we had appointed Councillors Barkley, Poland, Brennan and myself. Obviously, Councillor Brennan is no longer on the committee. So, from the Labour Group perspective, I don't know if between
you
both.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so
yeah.
Councillor Gray as well.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Good.
So, that's good. Everyone in agreement with that?
Yes.
Everyone happy? Good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Are you continuing with the same Conservative?
Yes. So, we'll continue with myself, Councillor Bowler, and Councillor Barkley as well. So, on to item 7, in which case, which is the appointments panels 2022 to 23. Now, this covers more than just this is obviously the sort of mixture of all sorts of different panels, and this is the 5 councillor one that
yeah.
You mentioned, Simon. Again, report hopefully is reasonably self-explanatory, but is there anything else that you want to actually add or any of the explanations, Paul? Because you were on the way up here, you were asking for.
Well, it was one of the on the report of the strategic director.
That's me. Yeah.
Just a bit of background about the process behind this.
I think the main purpose of this is around the Chief Executive's performance and development review. Right. So something that's a bit, I'm not sure that it ever happened in the history of Charnwood.
I don't think it has, but yes,
it's just really a subcommittee of personnel to go through that process. So it's a fairly routine. I think, as the report said, it's just something we just is administratively it's easy if the appointments can be made now rather than have to call a meeting to make the appointment subsequently. But it's a fairly routine thing. I don't know if Adrian probably knows the timings better than I do, or Rob himself will probably know when his PDR is. It's obviously just happened relatively recently that Nicky's just relayed in earlier on in the meeting. Yeah.
Adrian, is there anything you want to add?
Simon's right, the panels other than the Chief Executive's review panel are few and far between. We did have one Chief Officer disciplinary appeal that the panel had to meet 7 or 8 years ago now, I think. So very uncommon other than the Chief Executive's review panel.
Okay.
Yeah, we think it might have been even longer ago than that in that case, Adrian, to be honest. Okay. I can't.
I think I know who it might be.
Yeah, I think I'm. But it's going back a long, long time.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Right, are there any other questions in relation to the panels? So last time the committee agreed to appoint Councillors Barclay, Baldwin, Morgan, Poland and Shepherd. If the existing people are happy to stay on, then we can do that.
Yep.
Happy with that. Okay. Is everyone in agreement?
Yep.
Okay. That's great. Thank you. And then the final one is the new, in the sense that we haven't had this panel before, which is item 8, which is senior leadership review, chief officer appointment panel. Again, that's a panel of 5. We haven't got names for that because it's a panel for this year coming up. So I don't know, Chief Exec, whether you want to sort of talk a little bit about what this panel is going to be expected. Obviously, there are some dates mentioned in the report for availability of councillors, but I don't know if you want to sort of set out what its role is going to be and how it's going to operate.
Yes, please, Lena, just briefly. So it's establishing a sub-panel. As you said, 5 members, politically balanced. Related to the senior leadership review, which is ongoing and will come to council on the 4th of July. It's not exclusive to that. There could be other appointments that we needed due to resignations, but we want to make sure that we have a panel established in the event that post the council, we have a revised structure and the need for chief officer appointments, which would relate to those of director level or statutory officer. So it's not definite that the panel will be called, but it is likely. And in order to give staff some confidence around dates, we've indicated in the paper and to staff involved in the process, 25th, 26th of July it would be likely in 2 dates. Not confirmed. So it would be good if the members of the panel selected could be available on those days. It wouldn't be a full day because we're not expecting large numbers of interviews, but those dates are selected and out there for us. But as I say, the panel could be available on the. I'm happy to take any questions, obviously. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
Could I just ask, Bob, do you have to be hay trained for this, or is it something that just a normal run through?
You won't need to be hay trained, Councillor Snart, but I suspect our HR lead will probably want to give some advice and guidance prior to the first interview on interview technique and how the interviews will be conducted, because I guess it's not something that's been done very frequently at CHOP. So some advice and guidance for members on interview protocol and etiquette would be made available. There will be relatively standard interviews, so it will be a sort of written application, there will be a presentation, and then questions. Members would likely ask a question each. The officers being interviewed would respond. The panel will be supported by myself, HR, and I'm liking the idea of trying to get an independent senior officer from another authority involved as well, just to add for some extra insight and support, really. So I'm talking to another chief exec potentially about whether they could come in and support the process. So yeah, there would be some training, but it wouldn't need to be Hague related.
Could I just ask, well, is this people coming in for the same job, if you like, in terms of you're interviewing for that job? Is that, have I got it right?
It potentially, yes. If more than one person applies for a particular position under the new structure, then there will need to be interviews. Right. Is that correct?
That is correct. There is also the potential that somebody being promoted into a director role would need to go through the interview process with members to be appointed, even if they weren't competing against somebody else, because of the nature of our HR and governance rules, which require it to be a member appointment through this panel process. So I don't believe, based on our governance arrangements, that I can slot individuals into those roles. So that's why we need a panel.
So, could be quite interesting.
Yeah.
Any other questions that anyone has?
Are cabinet likely to be, or the council likely to have to rubber stamp this, or is it purely down to the panel?
So, once the structure will be approved, hopefully by council, and the panel will be doing the selection process, so it will not need to go back to council for that selection process to be endorsed by them. I believe there is a process whereby we have to allow cabinet the chance to comment on the selection, but it's solely for cabinet, not council. Is that right, Adrian? Just check I've got that correct.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. Cabinet have to be notified of proposed appointments, and then there's a short time period where they can make objections, but they have to be well-founded objections.
And I've got a feeling we had that process when we appointed the chief exec. It was the same process, wasn't it? Because I can remember that now. And then eventually, because you were head of paid service, you had to come to council, but that was a unique position because of head of paid service.
Yeah, so head of paid service comes to council, I think, probably monitoring officer in section 951 to council as well, so it would depend on the nature. So, as I say, we're not expecting necessarily to have to go back to council on the basis of their proposals.
Okay. Could I just go back to the interviews, Bob, and just ask, if there aren't more than one person going for that job interview, who actually arranges the questions? Could we ought to ask the same questions, or the panel ought to ask the same questions to each individual that's taking part in the interviews. Who's arranging all that? Or do we, not me, but who, the panel, do they fix that?
I would envisage that I would draft some questions, probably supported by HR. There's a well-stocked bank of questions for these types of interviews, some of which might be tweaked to reflect the individual role that we're interviewing. The presentation topic, again, might be common for all of them, or we might tweak it depending on the nature of the role. I'm sure there'll be a chance to run the questions past the panel prior to completing them, and then members would probably want to select which one of the questions they chose to ask themselves. If we are able to, we'll probably provide some form of model answer as well, which gives you sort of what you're looking for in terms of response, and we'll arrange a scoring matrix for, say, 0 to 5, with 0 being not met, 5 being exceeded, and then have an arrangement with the panel around scoring, and HR will support us on that to make sure that right from a process and policy point of view.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions that anyone wants to ask? Okay. I think you are, Chief Exec, going to arrange briefing sessions to councillors on the actual structure before it comes to council. So the actual structural part, hopefully everyone will have a chance to ask the chief exec sort of four questions before it comes to council, so there'll be opportunity to sort of discuss on a one-to-one basis rather than sort of formal approach that we obviously have in council, which I think hopefully will be quite productive. So this will then effectively be the outcome of council's discussions. Okay, if there are no other questions, we've got obviously politically balanced, five people, so one from the Labour group and four from the Conservative group. I would certainly like to be one of those, obviously, from the Conservative side. David, I know you've been asking lots of questions and I suspect you would probably quite like to be part of this as well.
Yeah, I'd like to be on.
James,
just the fourth one.
James has expressed an interest. I think he would have said yes if he had been here this evening, but probably grasping yes on the basis he can't actually talk at the moment. So if we can nominate James as well, I know you'd be appreciative on that. So that would be David, Tom, myself, and James as the fourth from the Conservative group, if you're happy with that, Richard.
Mm, yes, certainly.
And then from the Labour group, I don't know between the two of you which you prefer.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay, Paul, cool, if that's okay.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Okay, that's great. So I think we have a proposal on that. Adrian?
Thank you, Nidia. It was just to point out that we do try and get some balance in terms of gender, and I think Powell has proposed will be all male. It's just something, I mean, it's not essential, but it's just something for their committee to be aware of.
Okay, we have a slight problem on the Conservative side because we only have men on the committee.
And I'm afraid I couldn't make those dates.
Okay. So thank you very much for that. Otherwise, it's going to be an arm wrestle. Thank you very much, Adrian, for pointing that out. And it is, I have to say, we try and balance pretty well every single committee as best we can. And I unfortunately, this is the one committee I think that probably is not particularly well balanced on gender. So thank you for raising that. Okay, so we've got five names that we've put forward. If everyone's happy with those five names, then we'll agree those.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
Could we just give them dates again?
Yeah, so the dates that are currently in the paper are on the 25th, 26th of July, and also I think the fallback date of the 8th of August as well. And by the looks of it, it's on page 18, I think. And by the sounds of it, the 8th of August is sort of very much a sort of fallback date if the 25th and 26th are not conclusive or.
Actually, we have County Scrutiny Commission on the 8th of August.
Okay.
Can I just ask whether 5 p.m. is going to cause a problem to anybody?
Chief Exec, can you come back on the dates, but also flexibility on timings?
Yeah, thank you, Leader. So it is possible that we'll need all three dates because of the way that some leave falls for all the people that are involved. However, I'm not anticipating that it will be all three. I think it may reduce. We're also reliant on whether people express an interest in some of these roles because some of them are potentially promotional opportunities rather than necessarily just people being displaced and competing for roles. So it will depend a little bit on how the process unfolds. So I think it's best to try and keep all three dates in play because we may need them all. In terms of flexibility, I think officers will be happy to deliver an interview in the afternoon or the evening if need. But if members can make a daytime meeting, that would be preferable, I think, from an officer perspective. But it doesn't rule out a sort of 5 o'clock meeting, as I say. Yeah. We will need probably for each interview about an hour's time, I would have thought.
So we've got yourself, Tom, David and James from our side.
Indeed. And then Paul from the Labour side. Okay. Your hand's gone up, Chief Exec. Is that an old hand, as it were?
That is indeed an old hand, yes, right, sorry.
Okay, no problems. Okay, if there are no more questions on that, then I think we've come to the end of the meeting in that case. So, meeting concluded. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.